and I said, I liked to never got him to come on around to the front. She said, well, Herbert is to blame with every bit of it if you want to blame anybody. Said the man called Herbert. He had got a ticket for speeding. And he was going to have to go before Justice Peace with it, you know. And Herbert was at home and told him, said, I'm at home sick. And said, you come on up here to my house and come to the back door because I'm in the back bedroom. And the man got mistaken in which house to go to, and he come to mine in the place of Herbert's. Well, you see, he was innocent, but I didn't know it.
Yeah, sure.
And he looked kind of peculiar because he sort of smiled a little. He was a nice looking young man, and all cleaned up and all. But that didn't keep me from being afraid. I was afraid to open the door. And I found out how it was. I said, well, I reckon he thought that I was a good one, just wouldn't even raise the window up and talk to him. I just didn't know what to do. Now, I tell you, there's too much going on.
Yeah, true.
And some insurance men come here one evening, and I wouldn't unhook the door. It was in the summertime, and the door was open, but the screen, no, the air conditioner was on, and I had the door locked. But I couldn't make them hear me through the window, and I opened the door, but Lori was here with me, and I stood there and talked to them through the screen door. And they kept wanting to come in, sell me some insurance, and I said, now, I've got plenty of insurance. I don't care to buy any more insurance. So one of them opened his coat and took out a card, a great big card though, but it showed his name and his hometown and the insurance company that he worked for, and was signed by, it said, the president of the insurance company. He said, lady, I carry this with me all the time. And they had their books and all with them, like insurance people carries around with them. And there's two of them, but I looked around at Lori, and I had told her before, we've had several bad incidents to happen in our country around here. I said, Lori, if anybody ever comes in here and starts to bother me, I said, you jump on them and fight them till I can get something we can knock them out with. She said, you don't know how I can fight. So I turned them in, but they were honest. They were working for an insurance company. When I saw that card, I knew the company. I set them down there, but I motioned Lori to sit down and stay with me. But they were just as honest as they could be about it. And one of them told me, though, said, now, you're not the... I said, I'm sorry that... But I said, I didn't know what to do, and I felt bad. And he said, oh, we run into that a lot, and said, we don't blame you women. No, we don't blame you. Said, you know what you're doing. And I told all of my kinfolks, my family, and my neighbors,